Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We've been talking steak with Barbecue Bob and Chaz from Schmoe's Brewing. We're getting into a little bit of steak toppers now, and I'm going to take a little diversion here because this is a super simple one that everybody can do, and it's a compound butter.
Yes, right? That's right. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget, if you want to have us bringing these toppers to your event, you can bring us to your barbecue. Jop and I will show up with our tongs and our grills and our smokers.
And an apron.
We'll entertain and feed your party with brisket, butts, whatever you want. And it's a little extra business for us that we enjoy thoroughly. And you can just hit us up on the website, thegrillingguys.com, and book your event.
All right. With that, we'll bring some compound butter to put on whatever hot meat you got. And this is really simple, guys. Buy the salted butter just because a little salt on a piece of meat is always good.
Never hurts.
Right. So get salted butter. Get a pound of it.
Unless your blood pressure's high.
Right. Well, then you're going to be a little higher after you get done eating this. But a pound is, the sticks are a quarter pound. I put four of them in a bowl, soften them up. And then I take a 8-ounce package of crumbled blue cheese. And then I take some of that garlic that I've roasted off and made into kind of a paste.
Or just the minced stuff even.
Yeah, I like the creamy. I like the consistency. And then I mix all that up, and I dish it out onto a piece of wax paper, and I roll it into a log about as big around as a golf ball, maybe, right? And it'll be like 7-8 inches long. And I roll it back and forth till it's like a Tootsie Roll, you know, about the size of a golf ball, and then put it back in the fridge. This is a make-ahead thing. You're going to put it back in the fridge. It'll keep for 2 weeks, okay? But when I'm ready to cook the steaks, I grill them up just like I like them, and in that last minute and a half, I'll take two or three slices, depending on the size of the steak, that are maybe a quarter inch thick. And this is after I'm done cooking the steak and letting it rest. I'm going to set those on there and close the lid, and that'll just melt all over the top of that, and it just gives it a wonderful little topper flavor, and it's super simple.
And you know,
super simple.
You know what? You are absolutely right. And there are places that actually Ruth's Chris will dip their steaks in butter before they put them on your sizzling hot platter.
Right.
So butter is wonderful with beef. What I do sometimes is, and I keep it now all the time in my meat and cheese drawer in the fridge. And I'll just take a little slab, and I'll slice that little slab off, and I'll put it on each steak as I'm plating them, and I'll let it melt as part of the presentation. So they actually see it, and they know what's there. Plus, it melts so fast, you want to make sure that it gets them with each serving.
Right.
It just adds to the au jus in the plate.
Right.
That your guest
you want to blow
is
some minds. Take the hot knocker and put that in the butter with just a little bit of finely minced cilantro, and make your compound butter that way.
Mm.
Those little green flecks of the cilantro in there are just so popping, and the hops bring everything out with the butter. And
is that a make ahead or is that?
That's a make ahead.
Okay, so
I like it like Bob does as part of the plating.
Okay.
You could, if you have any friends in Hawaii, you could get some puna bud, and you could make puna butter.
Okay.
Which is something I'm really having fun
with. No more beer for Bob.
It's legal.
Right.
Right. How about mushrooms?
You know what?
That's another miracle.
Big fan of mushrooms with steak. My preference is the Vidalia onion again, the steak and the onions. Grill them down in a saute pan with some butter, and I finish with red wine on that one. And just a little bit to give them some color. And that the wine will cook off, but it gives it a great profile. Super simple again. You got mushrooms, onions, butter.
If you have the willpower and you still have some morels in the freezer,
right? Yeah,
that's a lot of willpower, right?
Right.
There.
Yes. Yeah.
You
it
still
is.
Have some this time of the year, but those are awesome with just sautéed down with just a little bit of simple fat,
right?
Like some EVO
bone marrow.
get it down. Marrow's another great way to go on that. It just puts such flavor out there with just a little bit of a side dish. And for us guys, you know, hey, we could maybe pawn that off as vegetable.
So right. If you want to take those and make a little bit of a béarnaise from it, you can do that same process and just add some heavy cream. And now you're getting a little bit of a tan gravy look on your topping. But there's something about that heavy cream when you add it to a caramelized sauce like that. The fat separates quickly. It gets a little greasy, mm-hmm. but it totally changes the flavor of the cream and makes a fantastic topping. So
I enjoy that.
Yeah. I do too.
Add a little fat to a fatty piece of meat, man. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's better than going topless.
Right, exactly. Although, you know, nothing wrong with a little kosher salt and cracked pepper on top of a steak and let the steak do the rest of the work.
You know, I think I'm getting grumpy in my old age because none of my pepper mills crack it coarse enough.
Right.
So I went to a hand coffee mill.
Oh, really?
To do it. And that gives you a rough, manly, coarse grind.
Yeah. I went to Gordon Foods and I got the restaurant grind in the big shaker. It's great.
Yeah.
It's nice big chunks of, and I don't have to worry about, because I can't find a grinder that makes it big enough either. They always seem to make it too fine, and I want to see those big chunks of peppercorn.
Yeah, they can be a little bitter or a little hot for the ladies, but the men tend to like it, so it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yes. So, if you've got an ESB or a hop knocker, when toasting beers, always clank at the bottom of the glass or bottle. I threw that man law in there just for you, Chaz.
Yep.
So
doesn't create the big head that others do there.
And
we
the
just
plastic,
did that.
The plastic cup just doesn't really have the same effect.
Yeah,
it?
Well.
No, but safety first.
Okay. So talking steak toppings, we were talking sirloin earlier. I think sirloin's one of the most overlooked pieces of meat on the market because I see it sometimes for $5.99 on sale.
Right.
And if it's in a butcher case or even prepackaged at a big box store, you can look at each cut and see whether or not it's marbled properly or not. And I'm telling you, I don't mind destroying a meat case, picking through it, to look for the meat that's got proper marbling, because all meat is not created equal.
That's right.
And some of those cuts, they might call them choice. They might maybe should have been select.
Right. You got select, choice, and prime for good, better, best, right? 10% of the meat in America is prime. Probably 80% more is choice. And then you got the 10% on the bottom, which is Bossy the milk cow.
I think it's a much higher percentage that's select than what you're saying.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do. Because there are so many bulk farms that, and I would think either way, you're on the right path, but I think the bottom end is much fatter than that.
But it doesn't have as much fat. That's part of the reason.
Getting the Chicard out can help you with that.
Right.
I mean, you guys turned me on to that years ago, and now I have them in my kit, my travel kit, like you guys when I go out and somebody says, hey, can you grill?
Right. Yep. And a Jacquard is the bed of nails from the circus. All it does is it perforates the meat, tenderizes it. You can drive in fats. If you put a little olive oil on the top, you can drive in seasonings. If you put your seasonings on first, and it just perforates the meat. It's a bunch of little needles. You kind of drive down into the meat. And, Bob, you use yours on pork a lot. I know, because you like to get it thin, and then when it gets on the heat, it puffs back up again.
Beat the heck out of it.
Right.
So we went down the béarnaise path a little bit. So you like using wine. So a béarnaise sauce is wine. The one on our website uses Old World Olive Company's grapefruit, chopped shallots, 3 large egg yolks, 2 tablespoons of fresh tarragon, a stick of unsalted butter cut into pieces, and some lime juice and sea salt. So I'm responsible for this recipe, and I'm ashamed of it because I'm telling you to put sea salt in, and then use unsalted butter. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, in a small saucepan, mix that wine, the shallots, and the butter together. Simmer them. Strain the vinegar mixture through a fine mesh sieve into a Pyrex bowl. Whisk in the egg yolks after that's cooled down a little bit. Then set the bowl over and blend them all together. You've got a beautiful béarnaise.
Okay, if there is such a thing, that's what it looks like.
It is.
But
and I have it every year at Deer Camp at the Club 120.
All right, coming up next, we're going to grill and marinate the flank steak. Stick with us. We'll be back.